because I saw the president's reaction, and that's when I realized it had been a gunshot. He grabbed at his throat, and he started to fall to his left. Immediately in front of him was seated Governor Connally in a jump seat, and the back of that jump seat was almost up against the knees of President Kennedy. So he started to fall to his left, and when I then realized this was a gunshot, so I jumped from my position, and I ran toward the presidential car with the intent of getting up on top of the back to prevent it, to provide a shield there for President and Mrs. Kennedy. Now, when I ran, I had to go between a motorcycle officer on his motorcycle and the car I was on. There was engine noise, and they told me later there was a second shot at that time, but I never heard that shot. And as I approached the car, just as I was getting there, there was another shot that was fired. That one I heard and I felt, because at that time the president had fallen a little bit farther to his left, and that shot hit him in the back of the head, and then it erupted out of the upper right quadrant, just above the ear, and it blew that portion of the skull, which was still attached to the scalp, forward like a flap, kind of. And out of that wound gushed blood and bone fragments and brain matter all over the back of the car, all over me, all over Mrs. Kennedy. When I started to get up in the car, Mrs. Kennedy came up in the trunk. She was trying to grab some of that material that had erupted out of the president's head, and she managed to get some of it in her hand. I grabbed her and put her in the back seat. When I did that, the president's body fell to his left into her lap. Her right side of his face was up. I could see his eyes were fixed. There was a hole in the skull. I could see in that hole there was no brain matter left. It had all been blown out. I assumed that he had passed. He was dead.